Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Haro joining us now, the sports professor and author. Rick, man, thanks for coming on with us. And as you can imagine, this city is extremely excited and pumped about tomorrow night in Zion Williamson.
I can tell. I get the sucky fourth hour. What's wrong with you guys, man? I mean, listen, you and I have had, you know, long conversations, right? And you're about to be elevated into the pantheon of the NBA for a long time. I mean, I've been a Dookie for a long time, and another daughter went to North Carolina, and of course, Coach K wrote the foreword in my book. So, you know, it's very clear that he is the real deal. You know, competing six. The sneaker companies to find the right one. I know he's got some agent issues right now, but that's not the point. The point is that you got a real deal that's going to add to the value of the Pelicans immeasurably and, you know, validate the Benson family's commitment to keep a team in New Orleans, you know, just like they did with the Saints. And, you know, I've been involved in a lot of this stuff around the country. And, you know, you guys after Katrina were thinking sports was a second entity. And you got one team looking at San Antonio and one team looking at Oklahoma City. Now you're set. You got facilities, you got your new dollars, you got commitments, you got a guy like Doug Thornton running the buildings. So it's you know, moving in the right direction. How's that for shouting out a lot of people very early?
Nice job, as always.
Well, that was a home run. That means you've done your homework.
That was a slam dunk.
No, it just means I've been in New Orleans a lot. That's all. Yeah. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? And if you've been to all the Super Bowls, you know, you gotta be there, and it's really important that New Orleans thrive not only on the football side, but the basketball side as well.
Rick Haro, the sports professor and author, the Sports Business Handbook, insights from 100-plus leaders who shaped 50 years of the industry. And Rick, Zion Williamson, everything I've heard about him, everybody that I've talked to that have some form of a relationship with him, say he's got this infectious smile and this infectious personality, a natural, charismatic leader. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree. And, you know, let's not put too much pressure on the kid, right? Because, you know, he's only played 1 year of college ball, and now he's expecting to lead you guys to the promised land without Anthony Davis. So, you know, you almost kind of wish you had a second or third superstar to protect the guy, because he'll be quadruple teamed every time he touches the ball, which is why that fourth pick is important. So when you think about all of that stuff, let's not put too much pressure on, you know, the reigning king. Let's remember that, you know, even Pistol Pete took a little while to become a big guy in your city. But let's also understand that there are very few people that come along with that kind of charisma. And while we don't anoint him as Michael Jordan just yet, he has the upside to be.
And, Rick, it's amazing because I think you have to be comfortable besides just being a pure basketball player. Now, Kawhi Leonard, I think he's a different animal considering that he lets his play do the talking and not necessarily wanted to be that mouthpiece or that figurehead. Kevin Durant, not necessarily the case. Would you say more that Zion would be more the liking of LeBron James as far as being that alpha dog compared to maybe other players? Because you can play basketball and be one of the best in the world or amongst the best, and not necessarily want that responsibility. It just seems like Zion, and I've given LeBron James a lot of credit. I'm not a LeBron James fan, but you got to give him a lot of credit coming out of high school. He's been freaking unbelievable, considering the responsibility, never in trouble, and mature beyond his years. It just seems like Zion is in that mold with LeBron.
Your superstars in New Orleans take on, I think, a special role beyond athlete superstars in other places. So, you know, ask Peyton Manning, ask Drew Brees, right?
Right.
Ask Bobby No, all right. We won't ask Bobby Hebert.
I didn't win anything.
was that okay? You like that? But no, the point is that you know, Kawhi Leonard's personality, by the way, fits a lot of what Toronto citizens are about. Nose to the grindstone and getting things done. When you look at his popularity, he's now, you know, one of Canada's top athletes, not just Toronto. And so, you know, even the Grizzlies, who got one of the Gasols, became a Raptors fan team, even though they moved from Vancouver. So you would think that's the last group of people
right. Who
would. But they didn't. No, they embraced the Raptors. So special folks, special circumstances. My sense of people in New Orleans, high charisma, high personality, Kamara, Breeze-like. And, you know, this kid will be the same way. I guess my only question, I just said it again, is that, you know, what if they're 15-30, God forbid, after 45 games, and the guy's, you know, 22 points and rebounds and wingspan and marvelous dunks, you know, give him a break, I guess is my
question. Yeah, you got to have patience.
Rick, yeah, I think they're going to be patient with it. They're so excited about just – Rick, we talked about what he can do on the court. We know that. But they've been craving a guy like this with not just his ability on the court. He's vastly different from AD. AD didn't necessarily immerse himself in this community. Right. And everything I understand about Zion is that he's willing to do that. And I think that fans are going to be patient with him. Rick Haro, our guest, a sports professor and author of the Sports Business Handbook, insights from 100-plus leaders who shaped 50 years of the industry. And, Rick, how marketable is Zion down here?
Very. I mean, he's marketable everywhere. But let's just remember also with the NBA, you don't have to even add the down here. So, you know, how marketable was Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City? Didn't matter. He was a global icon. How marketable was Tim Duncan in San Antonio? He marketed himself internationally. How marketable is the Greek Freak in Milwaukee? You know,
right. They
caused the Bucks to deal with a whole bunch of Greek companies now, and he's going to be the beneficiary of that. So because the NBA is a lot more global than it was before, there's a lot less pressure to do the car deals and the local jewelry store deals and all of those things. He'll get them. He'll do them. But the issue is moving him into the next level of a global personality, and I think he'll be that kind of guy with his personality as long as, you know, God forbid, as long as he doesn't get hurt and as long as he continues to play well.
Now, Rick, what is your take? Because when I look at a lot of times you look at the players, but you have to also obviously look at the management, that being the general manager, the right ownership that's all in. And then you look at where the Pelicans are at right now. It seems like a slam dunk that you think they're doing things the right way right now and they're going to have success. So David Griffin. I mean, it just seems like that the trust factor is above and beyond board, not only this season, but you consider the deal that they struck with the Lakers, this could go, half a dozen years, depending on what happens, in for the long haul. And that could be significant considering – that when you look at a team and everyone admires the Spurs, because you look at the late 90s or over two decades basically, or right at two decades plus, what they've been able to accomplish, because you know they're always in the hunt. But so what is your take? You think it's all about the players? Because I look at the Raptors, and you want to talk about doing it the right way. I mean, at this day and age, oh, we got to have the number one pick. You got to bring in the superstar. When you look at the Raptors roster, to me that's mind-boggling that they have no lottery picks. No lottery picks. Kawhi Leonard, 15th pick overall, but no lottery picks, and then they're now the world champs.
Yeah, well, you know, they got kind of lucky, too, because
yeah, right.
It was a perfect harmony of players, and also they met an injury-decimated Warriors. I mean, who'd have thought?
Right.
What the result would have been if those guys didn't get hurt. But that's not relevant to this. You're right. You're absolutely right. And if it means that you guys are excited because you're not two superstars away, you're chemistry away, I think what they did is good for the entire league because, you know, I don't like reading the articles in the last couple of days. I did a lot of interviews in the L.A. market, and everybody's saying, all right, we signed your former Pelican. Now, Now we're one guard away from the NBA West Finals because we got LeBron and we got Davis. Well, that's not necessarily true. You don't three doesn't automatically mean success. You can mix and match people, but I do think that somebody who is selfless and somebody that you can build a franchise around be really important. As for you guys, you got a good arena deal, core arena deal downtown. Love your infrastructure. I mean, you'll have Super Bowls for the next 1,000 years, as well as All-Star games, because people love the infrastructure on Bourbon Street and walk into the games and having major events. So there's no question that New Orleans is a special event town. And then all you needed was to make sure that you have franchises sustain. And between the two franchises of yours, you're one bad, horrific, horrendous call away from the Super Bowl.
Right.
And now you got a guy who may take the franchise with him. I'm leaving. I'm moving from Florida. I'm gonna buy a place on Poitras Street. How's that? You like it?
I think that sounds awesome, Rick.
Haro, the sports professor and author, Sports Business Handbook, insights from 100 plus leaders who shaped 50 years of the industry. Rick, appreciate the time and the insight. Good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing it again. All right, your producer will call and we'll do it again, man. Good luck tomorrow, and all is good.
All right, thanks, Rick.
There he goes, Rick Haro. All
right.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.